Many thanks, Ian. A bit of sport now, as with the advent of the new season's Championship football, we cannot avoid the Norwich City results. The City's women's teams have also started. Tennis as well, as we hear the hopes of multi-tournament winner Alfie Hewitt for the USA Open tournament. Skateboarding parks and golf also feature. Football starts us off, however. Vladan Kovacevic will forever remember his impressive display in Norwich City's 2-1 championship victory over Portsmouth. The Serbian goalkeeper played an influential role in the Canaries' first league victory of the campaign by producing a fantastic stop to deny Regan Poole moments before Josh Sargent's second, before a headline-grabbing penalty save from Colby Bishop. Kovacevic's heroics were complemented by a proactive performance that saw him look more confident and commanding in his penalty area compared to last week's debut against Millwall.
Norwich City Women 2, Peterborough nil. Norwich City Women kept their second clean sheets in the space of 2 days as they opened their Football Association Women's Cup group stage with a win. Goals from Izzy Moore on 26 minutes and Eloise Hall in the closing stages sealed victory over a Peterborough side reduced to 10 players for the final 35 minutes. Skipper Millie Davis was delighted with the win. "I thought it was a really good game," she told the club's official channels. "We had a game plan and we executed it perfectly, maybe bar the first 10 minutes. I thought all the girls did an incredible job. We were ruthless. Relentless to get that second goal right at the end as well."
Alfie Hewitt insists he has all eyes on remedying his Wimbledon mistakes as he bids to clinch a consecutive hat-trick of US Open crowns. The Norfolk wheelchair star, 27, grabbed New York glory in both 2022 and 2023, and following a break in the calendar last season due to the Paris 2024 Paralympics, returns to Flushing Meadows with a thrilling Part 3 on the cards. Hewitt won a career 10th Grand Slam singles title at the Australian Open in January, adding doubles victories alongside long-time partner on the court, Gordon Reid, in both Melbourne and at Roland Garros. Now, coming off the back of defeats in the men's wheelchair singles and doubles finals at his home slam at Wimbledon, Hewitt admits that he's ready to get back to winning ways on the other side of the Atlantic.
Two of the best-loved skate parks in Norwich are getting a revamp. City Hall has unveiled the new designs for facilities at Heartsease Recreation Ground and Eaton Park. They've been created in collaboration with leading skate park designers Betton Park and seek to better serve the city's growing community of skateboarders, BMX riders, scooter users, roller skaters and wheelchair motocross athletes. The proposed design for Heartsease will include a quirky mini ramp with a smooth rounded concrete pool coping. The mini ramp flows into a dedicated roller skating zone. Eaton Park's set to get a plaza-style extension, which will offer riders a continuous flow. Councillor Emma Hampton, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member for Parks and Open Spaces, said, "By creating accessible, creative spaces shaped by the community, we're supporting active lifestyles, strengthening social ties, and making smart use of investment to deliver long-term value for residents."
Norfolk teenager Sully Goddard recorded a landmark victory when surging to success in the Faldo Junior Tour tournament at Jonagaunt Golf Club. Goddard, 16, enjoyed one of the best moments of his fast blossoming career as he beat a field packed with talented golfers. The Thetford golfer posted a 54-hole total of 8 under par to triumph by 5 shots at the two-course Bedfordshire venue. Goddard reflected, "It's definitely up there, one of the biggest things I've done so far."
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed listening to what we've introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. So with that, it's goodbye from John and myself.